This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we'll spend our time catching up with the Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, Jenny Jackson. Jenny began her career with the association in early spring and has had a busy first few months on the job. Today we'll visit with her about what the pork producers have been up to and what we can expect to see from them at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield next month.
Things are steady, or busy, I should say. They've been quite busy since I started in late March, but I like it that way. I don't like to be bored, so there's plenty of things going on here in the pork industry and lots of things coming up in the near future as well.
Awesome. Well, great to hear. Glad things are going well. And we want to talk about some of the things that have been happening and that you've been working on. I think to start off with, I've been following this on some of your social media posts, and you had a naming contest for a pork product, and that's still going on through this evening as we talk on a Friday.
Yes, we came up with a new menu item for the state fair. It is a pork kebab. We are replacing the America's Cut Pork Chop with this item. It is essentially the same pork chop. It's from the same cut of the shoulder, and it's marinated in the America's Cut marinade, but then it's put on a kebab and weaved in bacon. And it is delicious, let me tell you. We've got to taste test it a couple of times. But we were not clever enough in our office to come up with a name. We just couldn't decide on anything, so we thought we would take it to social media and see if we could get the audience to vote. So we started with just a Facebook post and asked people to comment on it with name suggestions. We had over 175. From there, we narrowed it down to our top five choices. And then we went to Fox 55 and announced them, and they did a campaign. So it is still going through midnight tonight. You can find the link on our Facebook page. And the top five names that you can vote for or choose from and vote for one of them is Boss Hog, Pork Nado, Bacon Weave, Pork Sizzler, or Pork Twister.
All right. Well, sounds like a really fun contest. And then something that's coming up, you'll be at the state fair, and you always have the option to buy pork products under the patio. So is this something that's going to be available for fairgoers to buy this year?
Yes, it is. We are excited to roll it out at the 2017 state fair. So whoever is chosen, their name will be the brand of this new kebab, and it will be on the menu for everyone to taste at the state fair, along with other classics such as the chop on a stick, the burger, which is a pork burger topped with pulled pork, bacon, and cheese, and the loaded pork potato, which is a baked potato with the same pulled pork, bacon, and cheese.
And the pork potato is awesome because I tried that last year at the state fair, and I think it's one of my favorite foods to get when I'm there now.
Yes, it's a whole meal in itself.
Yes, I think that's why I liked it so much. It was great. It was all in one. Well, besides the pork patio and all the great food that we can eat at the state fair, you've got some other activities going on also.
That is correct. We have a place called the Birthing Center, typically Piglets on Parade, and it is located in the corner next to the Farmer's Little Helpers area behind Ethnic Village. And this building is only about 5 years old, so it's a really new barn. It's a mock pig barn, so it holds 6 sows. And we will actually have sows in there farrowing during the 10 days of the fair. So our intern, Eileen Urish, is in charge of the birthing center, and her and other students will be staffing it, talking to kids, giving out goodie bags of pork-related items, and giving fairgoers an opportunity to see what's inside a modern pig barn, and they get to see the baby pigs as well.
Well, this sounds like a really fun activity and a great way to show consumers where their food is coming from and also what pig farmers are doing, you know, sometimes on a daily basis when their sows are having piglets.
Yes, that is the idea, that they will see how much hard work goes into it and see how much we really do care for our animals.
Awesome. Well, can't wait to see that at the state fair this year. Jenny, also wanted to catch up with you about a leadership institute that you worked with some Illinois youth on in June. I think that was a good event, and you had a great turnout.
Yes, it was one of our record years. We had 18 students, including our intern, that went. These are applicants from ages 16 to 22. Anyone can participate and apply to go. We don't restrict it to people in agriculture. It can be outside. Actually, Eileen's German foreign exchange student in high school. So she came back to visit this summer, and Eileen convinced her to go with us for this week-long trip. So it's awesome. We have people from all over Illinois and Germany, and we took a 4-day trip to the St. Louis area We did agribusiness tours. We got to do a Taste of St. Louis walking food tour, all kinds of things while learning leadership along the way. So they will hopefully come out stronger advocates for the agriculture industry.
And did a majority of those students have an ag background and some sort of relationship with the swine industry?
Yes, the majority of them did. If they didn't raise pigs growing up or show pigs, they were at least in FFA and interested in ag. So they all had some sort of tie and interest in the agriculture industry.
So a great way to start teaching them those leadership skills while they're young, and then, as you said, create some great advocates for the pork industry.
Yes, and I hope it was very educational along the way. We toured places such as the Purina headquarters in Gray Summit, Missouri. We went to Moon Ridge Foods, which is a brand new packing plant, so we got to see that. And then other places like International Food Ingredients / Feed Ingredients Corporation to see how the feed ingredients work with the livestock industry as well.
And I imagine those students were seeing a lot of those places for the first time, probably some new experiences for all of them.
Yes, it was great to hear their reactions and seeing how much they enjoyed seeing what's on the other side of it. Most of them, you know, maybe raised pigs or show pigs, but they didn't know what happened on the harvesting side. So it was a great opportunity for them to get a well-rounded view of the industry.
Awesome. Well, sounds like a great trip, a great way to connect the dots, I guess you'd say, to see how we all work together and how it's all connected. Jenny, you've had lots going on with the pork industry, and I appreciate the update. Is there anything else on your mind or final thoughts that you may have before we wrap things up today?
Just come visit us at the Pork Patio at the State Fair this year. The State Fair runs through August 10th through the 20th, and we will be there all 10 days. And the birthing center is open for the middle 8 of those days. So bring your kids, get free stuff, come eat some great, delicious food at Pork Patio.
Jenny Jackson, Director of Communications for the Illinois Pork Producers. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.